Nawaz Sharif has been Pakistan's prime minister twice before. Last time, he was toppled in a 1999 military coup, jailed and exiled. But now, after historic elections, some are calling the 63-year-old the country's comeback kid. Mr. Sharif's Pakistan Muslim League party scored a resounding victory, marking the first time in the nation's history that a civilian government will transfer power to another via the ballot box. Many analysts reacted positively, like Arif Rafiq of the Middle East Institute.
What we have is a government that is willing to shape up in many respects, and an international community that is looking for somebody in Pakistan to do that.
But the run-up to the election was bloody, as extremists bombed, kidnapped, and killed. Mr. Sharif's party has been in favor of holding talks with the Pakistani Taliban, and some are concerned he will be too soft on Islamic extremism. Lisa Curtis of the Heritage Foundation.
Unless we see a zero-tolerance policy toward the terrorists, we're going to continue to have tensions between Pakistan and the U.S., particularly over the terrorism issue.
Anti-American sentiments run high in Pakistan, fueled by U.S. drone strikes targeting militants in the country's rugged border region with Afghanistan. Mr. Sharif says such strikes challenge Pakistan's sovereignty, but analysts like Lisa Curtis do not expect a public fight with Washington.
He is not likely to sort of come out and demand an end to all drone strikes because he knows Washington is not going to support that, and that it would really cause a rupture in the relationships.
Analysts say Mr. Sharif's top priorities will be domestic problems like power outages and painful inflation. Pakistani author and political analyst Imtiaz Gul.
There is massive unemployment, productivity is low, but at the same time he also faces a big challenge of extremism, religious extremism inside the country.
The U.S. has given billions of dollars in aid to Pakistan's military and for numerous civilian projects. Analysts say that is another important reason for Mr. Sharif to maintain a positive relationship with Washington. Marvin Weinbaum of the Middle East Institute.
Nawaz Sharif will work closely with the United States when all is said and done. He has no choice but to do that.
Mr. Sharif's influence on foreign policy issues could be tempered by Pakistan's powerful military, which often plays a dominant role in national security decisions. Still, Nawaz Sharif has made an impressive comeback and is expected to soon become prime minister for a record third time. Meredith Buell, VOA News, Washington.